Slovenia, Europe, and the globe. Highlights of the week on Radio SI.
Hello and welcome to Highlights of the Week. I'm Ksenia Samardžija-Matul. Thank you for joining me. Let's start with Primož Roglič's latest success. Slovenian Primož Roglič has won this year's Vuelta for the third year running after winning Sunday's time trial for his fourth stage win at this year's race. Roglič increased his advantage over Spanish runner-up Enric Mas during the stage from Padron to Santiago de Compostela to almost 5 minutes, capping the victory in the final meters by catching and overtaking Mas. Primož Roglič after the victory.
Definitely, I enjoyed every stage. Starting with the first one, now finishing again here. So, thank you very much and see you next year.
Roglič became only the third rider to win 3 consecutive Vueltas. The Slovenian government adopted a new regulation under which the recovered vaccinated tested rule will be expanded to staff working in a number of activities and customers in some activities. And from Slovenia to Belarus, 2 leading opposition figures who challenged Belarus' discredited presidential polls have been jailed for trying to threaten national security and seize power. Protest organizer Maria Kolesnikova was jailed for 11 years, while lawyer Maxim Znak received 10 years. She and Maxim Znak joined an opposition coordination council after Alexander Lukashenko claimed victory. Prosecutors accused the council of trying to stage a coup. Both Kolesnikova and Znak denied the charges against them and denounced the trial as a sham.
Highlights of the week on Radio SI.
And again, returning to Slovenia, the opposition has put forward no confidence motions against Slovenia's justice and education ministers. The opposition accuses Justice Minister Marian Dikaučič of failing to appoint delegated European prosecutors. According to a report, the minister is also suspected of tax evasion in his previous job. Education Minister Kustec is meanwhile accused of failings regarding getting schools prepared for the new COVID wave. And during the government's tour of the Western Goriška region, Prime Minister Janez Janša this week responded to the latest surge in coronavirus infections by saying the government was determined not to shut down the economy or public life.
Vlada je odločena, da ne zapira gospodarstva, da ne ustavlja družbe. Seveda pa tam, kjer bo prišlo do okužb, stroka odreja karantene.
Highlights of the week.
Still in the headlines is war-stricken Afghanistan. Dozens of women in Kabul and the northeastern Afghan province of Badakhshan have protested against the formation of an all-male senior Taliban interim government in Afghanistan, saying they would not accept a government with no women ministers. Some were reportedly beaten before the protests were dispersed. A local news organization said some of its journalists were detained and beaten for covering the rally. At least 14 people have been killed in a fire at a makeshift hospital treating COVID-19 patients in North Macedonia. Footage shared on social media showed a building in flames and a thick cloud of black smoke billowing into the air near a main road in the city of Tetovo. Public prosecutors said 14 deaths had been confirmed. A proposal by the opposition to waive fines for infractions of coronavirus restrictions that were declared unconstitutional has been rejected by the Home Policy Committee. It comes amidst warnings that the same will happen with the widely deployed recovered vaccinated tested rule. Still in Slovenia, the Parliamentary Home Policy Committee confirmed in a 10-8 vote an amendment to the Act on Public Law and Order, under which the police can issue fines of 500 to 1,000 euros for indecent behaviour in the event they detect such behaviour of their own motion, without the injured party having to initiate proceedings. The original government proposal envisaged fines for insulting only senior officials, but was eventually tweaked.
Highlights of the week.
And France paid tribute on Thursday to screen legend Jean-Paul Belmondo. The ceremony at the site of Napoleon's final resting place combined military pomp and the emotion of adoring fans. Some 1,000 fans were allowed inside the courtyard, while others watched on a big screen from a lawn outside. And this is what actor Guillaume Canet said about Belmondo.
He really has a unique way of acting. It's really effective since there's so much sincerity. But yes, he inspired me in my performance, in my desires, in my mindset.
The star of the iconic French New Wave film Breathless died on Monday at the age of 88. Stay tuned. Coming up in a few minutes is this week's top story, the opening of the trial of 20 men accused in the Islamic State Group's 2015 attacks in Paris.
Slovenia, Europe, and the globe. Highlights of the week on Radio SI.
France on Wednesday opened the trial of 20 men accused in the Islamic State Group's 2015 attacks in Paris that left 130 people dead and hundreds injured. The lone survivor of the extremist cell, Salah Abdeslam, is the key defendant in the trial, which is held in a custom-built secure complex. 20 men face trial, 14 will be in court and 6 will be tried in absentia. The trial is being described as the biggest in France's modern history. Virginie Leroy, one of the victims' lawyers. It is a sign of hope above all. It means subjecting the terrorists, the horror, the barbarism, the savage strike to our rules of democratic justice. This is hope, and they expect a lot from it. The trial is expected to last 9 months and will involve over 300 lawyers and 1,800 civil plaintiffs. French Justice Minister Éric Dupond-Moretti said,
November 13, 2015 plunged all of France in horror. There was a before and an after. These events, in effect, have become part of our history and, of course, our collective memory. The justice system must not be lacking concerning these events.
The 2015 attack was the deadliest atrocity in France since World War II. And this rounds up today's edition of Highlights of the Week. Tune in again next week, same time, same place. Have a great week.
The most important news from Slovenia, Europe, and around the globe. Highlights of the Week. Saturdays at 2:25 on Radio SI.